Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Pirelli Scorpion Weather Active. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 Podcast. When it comes to your feet, eBay's got your back. When you see the blue check mark that says authenticity guaranteed, that means real experts are checking your sneakers. Every stitch, down to the sole. They even smell them, because nothing says fresh like the scent of real kicks. So kick back and relax. From the drop to your doorstep, eBay doesn't play games with your sneaker game. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay authenticity guaranteed. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Explore a wide selection of luxury spirits, wine, and champagne at ReserveBar.com. Elevate your gifting this year with rare and exceptional bourbons, tequilas, scotch, wine, champagne, with personalized engraving, exceptional glassware, and more. From wines to whiskeys, there's a bottle for everyone. For a limited time, save $20 on your order of $150 plus with the code IHEART at ReserveBar.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre. This is Straight Fire for Tuesday, October 25th, and I apologize for not having an extra bounce in my step this morning. Went to bed early last night, had a large glass of milk to calm the nerves. My Survivor season is over. Ladies and gentlemen, it was a good run, not a great run. Last year, it stung. I'm in this big pool. $82,000, I believe, was on the line. I got bounced in week 17. I'll never forget it. Texans destroy the Chargers as big underdogs, and I was knocked out. There was 12 people left, and I think like seven of us had the Chargers. Some insane number like that, but it hurt. And I'll say this one hurt even more because I had the Patriots in both my Survivor Leagues. In one of them, there's only five people left in it now because almost everyone had the Patriots. And in the other one, half the people had the Patriots, the big money one. It really hurts, folks. It's weird. You know, Survivor, you don't win money on a weekly basis. It's just survive in advance. And you think like, oh, I got Bill Belichick against a rookie coach, a young quarterback in prime time in New England. The spread opened at 6.5. It got bet up to 8.5. That is not just normal people betting money. That is professional big money moving it through 7, through the 7.5, through the 8 to 8.5. And I saw freezing cold takes that Twitter account had a lot of fun making fun of every analyst in the world. Everyone, like all of them, picked the Patriots to win this game. One of them, some guy at NBC Sports does gambling, said there's a good chance the Bears get shut out or something along those lines. Nobody had the Bears winning 33-14, much less winning the game, but killing the Patriots, straight up embarrassing Bill Belichick at home in a game. And this was kind of a crazy game. And yeah, we'll talk about a couple other subjects in a minute. But I just, this hurt, man. This hurt, guys. This one stung. I am reeling. I'm out of Survivor, both of my leagues. And what hurt was they start Mac Jones, okay? They instantly fall down 3-0. Mac Jones throws an interception. It is 10-0. And it's like, all right, we got to get Bailey Zappe in there. And of course, you know, Belichick does the right thing, goes to Bailey Zappe. And in what felt like a storybook moment, Bailey Zappe comes in, bing, bang, boom, touchdown. Oh my gosh, Foxborough erupts. And then there's a tip ball interception for Bailey Zappe and the Patriots. Bailey Zappe didn't actually intercept the pass, but you know what I mean. Three plays later, Bailey Zappe bomb, touchdown, and it's like bedlam. Oh my gosh, what a story. Mac Jones is getting traded, blah, 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 blah. It was crazy. At that point, it's 14-10 Patriots. I'm feeling good about the bet. I'm like, all right, Bailey Zappe, cool. I'm on to next week. Jets, can the Jets solve Bailey Zappe? Honestly, that is the state of mind when Bailey Zappe had what was essentially a Jeremy Lin moment. Bringing the Patriots back, he's got the crowd with him. Folks, after that, the Bears reeled off the next 23 points to get their first win over the Patriots since 2000. I mean, listen, it was one of those surreal moments. I know it's week 7 and people get lost in the sauce in the second quarter. Folks, the Bears had a season high in first downs. They ran through this Patriots defense in a manner you don't normally see. Folks, Patriots run defense is good. I'll give you the numbers in a minute, okay? The Patriots run defense did wonders. Go ask Nick Chubb about the Patriots run defense. The Browns ran for 70 yards. Go ask the Miami Dolphins in the opener. They ran for 65 yards. The Steelers, 91 yards. The Bears, 45 rushes, 243 yards. Like, wow, who saw that coming? 243 yards? This is one of the most... So, this week alone in the NFL was crazy. And this season has been bonkers. And we're only approaching week 8. But this past weekend, Aaron Rodgers loses on the road in Washington. Third straight loss. That's the first time that's happened under LaFleur. Tom Brady loses back-to-back weeks as a huge favorite against the tanking Carolina Panthers starting a fourth-string quarterback. Those two alone are just like, what the hell? And the capper is Belichick at home as a big favorite gets his teeth kicked in by Justin Fields and the Chicago Bears. And I know what you're going to say. Jason, the running quarterbacks, they give Belichick a lot of problems. Yes, that's true. Lamar Jackson and the Ravens rush for a buck 88. But how do you explain the Packers rushing for 199 yards? I don't have an answer. I have no answers. But the Patriots' run defense has been feast or famine. They gave up 188 to the Ravens, 199 to the Packers, 243 to the Bears. And in the other four games, they didn't really give up much. I have no idea what happened in that game. Absolutely no clue. I mean, some of these numbers are just crazy. So I took notes during the game because I'm thinking like, oh, this is going to be good. Like, yeah, Patriots are going to win. Oh, they're going to cover. I bet on them. I had them in both Survivor Leagues. Oh my gosh, it's so crazy. I didn't even look at fantasy last night because both my games are done. And I'm like, oh, it's fine. I've got these locked up. I did end up getting a win, but it's like I started Patriots defense. I started Nick Folk. It was like, dude, what? This game was one of the more bizarre results to me of the NFL season. I saw this. There were 6 fumbles in Patriots-Bears. The Chicago Bears recovered all of them. Every fumble went to the Bears. How does that happen? This is just not my night, guys. It was not. The Chicago Bears, who could do nothing in the red zone against Washington. You remember that game last Thursday? Or was it 2 Thursdays ago? Whatever it was. They did nothing in the red zone against Washington. Total implosion. Against the Patriots, the Bears scored on, at one point, 5 straight possessions. Justin Fields, all this talk about, well, that is Justin Fields the guy? What is Justin Fields? Justin Fields just carved up a Belichick defense. I mean, there was dudes running wide open who I've never heard of. Let me just call up real quick. Humor me, guys. Let me call up the box score. I'll read off some of the names of guys that caught passes. Are you ready? Darnell Mooney, you know him, 3 for 53. Equanimeous St. Brown, 4 for 48. Cole Kmet, whatever, 2 for 32. N'Keal Harry, remember him? 1 for 14 yards. Ryan Griffin, tight end. I'm not familiar with his work. He had a catch. They emptied the kitchen sink. Dante Pettis, I didn't even know he was still in the league, had a catch. Khalil Herbert had a touchdown catch on what was Fields' best throw. I mean, it was a really nice sidestep move by Fields. And bottom line, the Bears win. They're now 3-4. The Chicago Bears have the same record as the Green Bay Packers. Stunning. Patriots back to the cellar in the AFC East at 3-4. And truth be told, the Jets can go for the kill shot on Belichick Sunday at home. Okay? Yes. That is a real thing. The Patriots season, it'll be over. I mean, that's not exaggeration. That's not hyperbole. I actually spent the time last night looking at the Patriots schedule. You ready? So they play the Jets. If they lose that, they'll be 3-5. There's no chance to catch the Bills. And getting the wild card will be near impossible. They'll have to pass Miami and the Jets. They have games remaining against Minnesota. We'll call that a loss. Buffalo twice. We'll give that 2 losses. At Arizona, who knows? Vegas, no telling. Joe Burrow, I'm going to go ahead and say Joe Burrow wins that game. And then Miami, which has owned the Patriots in recent years. So if you're giving them the 2 losses to Buffalo, 1 to Miami, 1 to Burrow, 1 to Minnesota, and this 1 to the Jets, that puts them at 10 losses. 7-10, no friggin' shot. No shot. None. What are the odds that, I mean, you could not have placed the bet, but before the season, if I told you, Aaron Rodgers will miss the playoffs. Tom Brady and the Bucks will miss the playoffs. Bill Belichick will miss the playoffs. And oh, by the way, Mac Jones might be supplanted. Might. I have to say might. I'll tell you why in a sec. By Bailey Zappi in a quarterback controversy on a team with a losing record. I mean, no, you would have said, what planet did you come here from, Jason? Because, like, what are you dreaming? Are you doing ayahuasca with Aaron Rodgers? And I say there could be a quarterback controversy for one simple reason. So after the game, remember, Mac Jones was pulled after, I believe it was 2 possessions. They went 3 and out, and then they got a couple first downs and then the interception. Okay? After the game, Troy Aikman, when asked, so what do you think the move is? And Troy Aikman says, well, there's no question Bill Belichick's going to go back to his guy, Mac Jones. And I'm sitting here like, wait, come again? What? Mac Jones? Really? The guy who was pulled for inactivity and a bad interception early? What? So now they go into Jets week. Remember, Mac Jones had, oh, I'm sorry. It was punt, interception for Mac Jones. Punt, interception. So he got 3 drives. Bailey Zappi played the rest of the game. And oh, by the way, threw 2 interceptions late in the game. And Mac Jones, Belichick said at halftime, we're going to see both quarterbacks in the second half. Did Mac Jones say he didn't want to go in? What's going on here? Belichick has some problems.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
That's
my
game, bro.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is a Patriots team, folks. I know we want to believe. Oh, it's Belichick. He's a genius. I don't know, guys. I'm starting to get a little worried about the Patriots here. And you know I don't like the Patriots, but they cost me in Survivor, so I will root against them for the rest of the season. But I was already going to do that anyway, so it's, you know, it is what it is. But it just a stunning, stunning Monday Night Football. And listen, it was a big Monday in the NFL, all told. We'll get to the other stories first. One final note. I don't totally know what Belichick's game plan was, but based on Mac Jones's body language, and I'm not body language guy, but I am being body language guy for a sec. When you just looked at him, Mac Jones, it felt like it's over. But now he can go into practice and try to make the case. Return of the Mac, baby. Mac Jones comes back to quarterback. Now, I don't know what Belichick's going to do. He's probably going to try to keep the Jets guessing. That's a smart move. And not show his hand. But the Jets know what the deal is with Zappe. He had a couple passes batted down near the line of scrimmage. And let's be realistic. On the bomb to Jacoby Myers, it was a terribly thrown pass. Jacoby Myers was super wide open. I don't want to say Bailey Zappe's a great quarterback. I thought in the moment, oh, he gives him a good chance to win. But after those two drives, he did not look particularly good. And special teams was a disaster for the Patriots. The punts were, I don't even know who their punter is, but he was not good at all. Jay Bailey is his name. That could be a huge edge. Jake Bailey, kid out of Stanford, could be a huge edge for the Jets in Sunday's meeting. All right. A couple other notes before I get to a quarterback situation in the NFL. Number one, so it was announced on Monday that the Jets' star rookie running back, Breece Hall, done for the season. ACL kind of stinks. Fine, doesn't kind of stink. It's awful news. I didn't cry, but I was very sad. It was disappointing. It felt for a moment like, well, I don't know what the Jets can do. And then I started spitballing on social media. What can the Jets do? Who's out there to they make a trade for? Speculation, Kareem Hunt. You know, maybe they make a move for James Robinson of the Jaguars, who had kind of been benched there for Travis Etienne. And there were, you know, there were legitimate names that we were tossing out on Twitter what the Jets could do. Kenyon Drake, who's kind of buried behind the Gus bus now. And Kareem Hunt was because, you know, he's an unrestricted free agent after this season. And the Browns desperate for draft picks after giving up all of them for Deshaun Watson. So it's like, where could the Jets go? And literally 2 hours later, the Jets traded for James Robinson of the Jaguars. If you remember, Robinson was the offensive rookie of the year. He was phenomenal a few years back. He had an Achilles injury last year. And then, you know, Urban Meyer drafted Travis Etienne, and Etienne's looked really good and explosive. Although near the goal line, he's a disaster. He had a drop against Washington that cost me money in week one. Yes, I remember it. Then he had a fumble at the goal line against the Giants on Sunday. That being said, James Robinson's gone. And all they got was a sixth that could bump up to a fifth based on playing time. That, to me, is a definite signal that the Jets are not, just because Hall's done, and oh, by the way, Elijah Vera Tucker, their best remaining offensive lineman, he's done with a torn tricep. The Jets are walking wounded, but I like that they're not bailing. You know, they're not like, oh, you know what, we're just going to play it out and see what happens. They have, according to Football Outsiders, the toughest remaining schedule in the NFL. Not ideal. But they still trade for Robinson. They'll rotate Robinson. Ty Johnson will be the number three guy. Obviously, Michael Carter, the number two. Listen, Robinson has looked good when I've seen him with the Jags. He had a big touchdown run that helped me win some money a few weeks back. I like the kid. It was against the Chargers, I believe. I would expect Robinson to get in the building this week and be, I don't know about heavily involved, but I would guarantee he's going to have more snaps than Christian McCaffrey, who was, I think, traded Thursday night and still was able to play Sunday. So that's a big move for the Jets. Now the other question is, what do you do with the offensive line? Again, Elijah Vera Tucker played college tackle, college guard in the NFL. He started guard, played tackle this year. He's been tremendous. It's a huge loss. And listen, the Jets are going to, I know this is going to sound crazy, they're going to need Elijah Moore to get his ass on the field. They're going to need him to suck it up, stop being a baby, stop pouting. And I've told this story to a lot of people. I don't know if I've told it on the podcast. But, you know, we're all in positions where things are going great and, you know, it's easy to be on top when things are going great. And then you get hit with adversity and life can go two ways. You can go in the tank and be sour and it can ruin you and send you into a downward spiral. Or you can just take it and just be like, you know what? Not like I'm not going to let this friggin' stop me. I got a lot left to prove, and you can try to kick some ass. And that's happened to all of us. It's happened to me. It happened to me at Fox. You know, I was on a daily TV show. I kind of got sort of rubbed out by an egomaniac, and I could have pouted. And I decided, you know what? I'm valuable here. I can do tons of stuff. I went on every show. I did digital stuff. I started to do more gambling. And next thing you know, 3 years later, I find myself back on a show, and two contracts later. And the guy that rubbed me out is long gone from sports. And, it just shows, like, if you want to give up and throw in the towel, you can. And that's, Elijah Moore is well within his rights to do that. But, dude, if you suck it up, I guarantee you there are going to be opportunities for Elijah Moore to make a lot happen with the Jets here in the coming weeks. If you watch that Bears-Patriots game, the Patriots front seven is slow as molasses. Their linebackers do not move quickly, and the Bears were able to get some end arounds. Herbert on the outside. There's going to be opportunities for Elijah Moore, Braxton Berrios. I would expect a couple gimmick plays from LaFleur. This is a Patriots defense. You don't know what you're going to get. First of all, they're not playing the Lions. I'll tell you that. This Jets defense will come to play. The Jets offense will be creative. Not ready to call an outright Jets victory. Not yet, at least. But I think it'll be spicy. And now on to the bigger NFL news, which was absolutely stunning. It actually hit while we were on the herd on Monday.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. You can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to do my name.
That's my game.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Indianapolis Colts, who spent a lot of money on Matt Ryan and who guaranteed him $12 million next season. Yes, in 2023. $12 million guaranteed. They announced he had a shoulder injury and he was getting benched. Now, is he benched for the injury or is he bench? And then Frank Reich followed up and said, we anticipate Sam Ellinger being our quarterback for the rest of the season. And that was a, oh, you know that head exploding emoji? They just bypassed Nick Foles. Right past him. And I think the reasons are obvious. Nick Foles is a statue like Matt Ryan. The Colts offensive line has been a disaster. I think it was 2 or 3 years ago, they had a good offensive line. And then the left tackle, I think his name was Costanzo, got injured. And they never were able to find a replacement for him. And the Colts offensive line has been dreadful ever since. Matt Ryan, most sacks in the league. I think he's tied for the league high. As a result, under pressure all the time, led the league in turnovers. And you really got to wonder if that game against Jacksonville where he threw, I think it was 37 times in the first half and ended up with like 58 pass attempts. It was just like, that was it. That was his last stand. And he basically threw, his arm is shot. He looked totally like a shot fighter against the Titans. Terrible turnovers. So what do you do with Sam Ellinger? Well, any college football fans know Ellinger was a Tim Tebow-like machine at the University of Texas. One of these guys who's a gamer, who's a winner, he's clutch, all these unquantifiable metrics. And folks, I don't actually think this is that much of a downgrade from Matt Ryan because he's been that bad and the offensive line has been that bad. So basically, you now have, instead of a statue in the pocket who you can tee off on, you've got a mobile quarterback. So you can come after him, but Ellinger's going to escape some blitzes and make you think twice about blitzing because, folks, he can move and he's a tough kid. I think he's a good, I can't say it's an upgrade because we haven't seen Ellinger, although, you know, some of these stats guys were like, oh, Ellinger was great in the preseason. Like, let's settle down, okay? It's a preseason. Nobody plays in the preseason anymore. I do believe the Colts are going to be an interesting team to bet kind of on. Like, are they going to run some read option? That was just something that was out of play with Matt Ryan. He couldn't run no read option. Do they do some of that? Do they do some wildcat with Ellinger and Jonathan Taylor? I don't know. We'll see. They become kind of more interesting without Matt Ryan, who looked like he, frankly, against the Titans. I mean, he kind of at points it looked like he was shaving points, and I'm not saying he was, but he was that bad that you're like, oh my gosh, this is what the hell's going on here. So he's done. Ellinger's now in at quarterback, and you have to wonder. Tennessee Titans lead the division. Excuse me. Tennessee Titans lead the division. Jacksonville can't get out of their own way. The Texans are a disaster. You know, can Ellinger put something together, a Tebow-like run? Remember Tebow with the Broncos? And they make, I don't know. But Tennessee, nobody likes them. None of the numbers like them. Football Outsiders don't like them. Yet they just keep winning games in this rancid division. So, you know, ultimately, I think this is good for my Jets to have a shot to make the playoffs. I know it's a long shot, but roll with me. Remember, and I've talked to Mark Sanchez about this at Fox, the Jets with Sanchez and Rex Ryan are basically a carbon copy with Robert Saleh and Zach Wilson. You've got a quarterback that you drafted in the top 10. You've got a defensive-minded coach who wants to win with defense, special teams, and we run the football. That's what the Jets have been doing. That's how they're 5-2. And that's what Mark Sanchez did. Now, the interesting thing was they end up getting to the playoffs, and all of a sudden they're even more dangerous in the playoffs. I remember the first year they went to Cincinnati and stunned the Bengals. And oh, I can't believe I forgot who they beat in round two. But I do know they ended up losing the AFC title game that year. They got destroyed by the Colts in the AFC title game. But I remember that San Diego game like it was yesterday. The Chargers were in San Diego, and they ran all over them, and the defense just suffocated. Yeah, there it is. The Jets, their first playoff win, I'm sorry, it was against the Bengals. They beat the Bengals. Remember Andy Dalton and what's his name? Marvin Lewis. So the Jets smacked them around in the first game. Second game, they rushed for 169 yards. And beat the Chargers 17-14. Then they got smacked around by the Colts 30-17. Now, they briefly, I think, led that game in the first half, but it kind of fell apart after that. Manning picked them apart. And the Jets rode opponent turnovers to get to the AFC title game. The following year, the Jets go, and this was the best run. I haven't talked to Sanchez in depth about this, but maybe I'll have him on the podcast and we'll relive that. How about this? Next week, I'll try to make that happen. So, the Jets in 2010 go to the Colts and Peyton Manning. This was a year after they went to the AFC title game. Win 17-16, ground and pound, rush for 169 yards and the touchdown. And they stun Peyton Manning, late field goal. Sanchez made a couple throws on the final drive. I think Braylon Edwards caught a key pass on that final drive for the game-winning field goal. And the Jets advanced to go to the Patriots, where they won 28-21. Defense was incredible. Sean Green had a memorable run where he slid into the end zone and then laid down with his hand on his shoulder. Young Jason, who had, I think my son was close to, yeah, my son was born a couple months after that. And it was just total bedlam and chaos in my house. I was just freaking out. We were in Pennsylvania at the time. I'll never forget because it's like January in Pennsylvania. You got the fireplace lit. And it was just joyous. So then my buddy had a Super Bowl party for Jets Steelers. And unfortunately, I remember there was a lot of pharmaceuticals being smoked at that event. And the Jets fell into a deep, deep hole. I think it might have been 24-0. and they come back, Sanchez and Santonio Holmes, epic comeback. I'm like biting my nails. I'm like, I might be going to the Super Bowl. We can pull this off. And then Ben Roethlisberger has the ball. All they need is one stop and they cannot get it. He got like three or four first downs. It was devastating. Jets lose. And that was it. They never recovered after that. And they haven't been back to the playoffs since 2011. It's pretty wild, folks. How long it has been since the Jets have been to the playoffs. But I spent way too much time on the Jets. Quickly, I just want to crowbar in some NBA here because I have some notes. So the Nets lose again. I know we don't really care about the Nets. They're going to be a subplot soon enough when the implosion officially happens. Like everybody, all we're waiting for with the Nets now is Kyrie Irving to lose his stuff and freak out and go off the chain and be like, I'm going ham. I need some time off. They lose to Ja Morant and the Grizz, 134-124. And, you know, Kyrie and KD had good games. Ben Simmons fouled out again. Ben Simmons has played three games with the Nets. He has 17 points, 14 fouls, and two foul outs. The Nets are 1-2 and do not look good. In other news, just quickly through the association, I won't do this on every pod, but I kind of feel like I had to. So the Rockets get their first win, beat the previously undefeated Jazz. And there's a video clip on social going around last night. The number one pick of the Rockets, Jabari Smith, is on the bench getting in some heated discussion with Jalen Green. And at one point, Jabari Smith like steps up like he's ready to swing on him. It was like, what is going on? And this is when they're winning late in the game. It's like, what the hell? The Rockets, they are young, young, dumb, and full of, you know, you guys have seen that movie. Celtics get smacked by the Bulls. And I think the other game I wanted to talk about, and this only applies to Lakers fans, the Minnesota Timberwolves somehow get trucked by the Spurs. The Spurs, the tanking Spurs, lost their opener to Charlotte. Remember I made fun of them on this podcast? Since then, they've won three straight. So the tanking Spurs, who want Victor Wembanyama the same way they tanked to get Tim Duncan, suddenly find themselves 3-1. And you're like, oh, what? Do we want this? And don't even tell me for a second they want this. I am 1,000% sure. Not sourced, just 1,000% sure based on, like, you know, obviousness, that the Spurs do not want to try to get to the play-in. The Spurs do not care about the eighth seed. They want Victor Wembanyama. And to do that, maybe, because they don't have, like, a great player, they've got a bunch of good players, do the Spurs consider trading away Keldon Johnson? Take him off our hands. I don't know about Devin Vassell. He is feast or famine. This guy will hit five threes or 0-for-9 from deep. Josh Primo is a young, energetic guy I really like a lot. He's super young, though. I don't think the Lakers would have to give up both picks for a deal with the Spurs. For a deal with the Pacers, for Turner and Hield, I think they would. Then again, do you even want the Spurs, guys? Is that even worth it? I mean, if they said, hey, you know, we'll give you I think the salaries have to match. So Doug McDermott, oh, Lakers, I don't know if he would even play. He's like, you know, a slower Austin Reeves. You know, Keldon Johnson, Josh Primo. Like, there is probably some Spurs package to be had where the Lakers are interested, but you really only have one shot. With the draft picks, is there a way they split the baby and do one pick to the Spurs and then another pick to another team? I don't see that as feasible. I don't even know which one's more desirable, considering the Lakers in 2028 are going to be garbage anyway with LeBron retired, unless somebody shows up there. So I would keep an eye on teams like the Spurs, teams like the Pacers. Now, the Pacers did lose to the Sixers. But honestly, the way the Lakers have started 0-3, for me, and Buddy Hield has not played great. Miles Turner has an ankle sprain, did not play. Ben Mathurin looks awesome, the rookie out of Arizona, but I digress. Pacers are 1-3. They want to be aggressively bad to enhance their chances at Victor Wembanyama. Now, I will point out, tonight, Warriors-Phoenix, kind of a good game. That's at 7 Pacific on TNT. And the Lakers don't play again until October 26th. And listen, if the Lakers drop to 0-4, I don't see how this is not DEFCON 3 or DEFCON 2 maybe for the Lakers. Because if you lose this game to Denver, and Denver did not look good last night against Portland, you're now 0-4 in what is perceived to be a deep West. After Denver, you got to go to Minnesota. That could be 0-5. Like, at some point, the Lakers are going to have to stack some wins here. Folks, it ain't looking good. They're going to need Turner and Hield sooner than later. I think you pull the trigger on that Pacers deal. I saw something about Terry Rozier. I don't know what that's all about. Rozier and Gordon Hayward. I don't see how that's more attractive than Hield and Turner, but I guess you've got to weigh all of the aspects. And yes, Charlotte would love to pair LaMelo Ball and Victor Wembanyama. Holy cow. Or even Scoot Henderson and LaMelo Ball. That's all for today. We'll be back tomorrow. Talk to you then.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit, April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Lowe's knows home improvement. Lowe's, official sponsor for the 2024 NFL Draft.